So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
A little chilly. 3 above. And the wind chill 16 below. You heard the weather from Al in a moment. Great weekend to be around your computer. Great weekend to join us here on Tech Talk. And if you're having problems with your computer, hardware, software, whatever, feel free to call or text the program, 651-461-9226. 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. Doug, I hope you're staying warm.
Oh, you got to stay inside if you're going to stay warm. Man, is it cold. Oh.
Yeah, it really is. It's one of those days where grateful for central heat. It makes you wonder how the natives or the early settlers did it. In winter like this, I mean, you better be ready. You better have the firewood stocked up because, you know, I think we're a little spoiled.
Yeah, and you know, and this damp cold, it just bites. It just goes right straight to the bone. That's the thing. It's a damp cold. This is not my favorite.
Yeah. The really, really cold stuff is tough, so hopefully you're doing well and around your computer. But it does bring up something. And in the house, the heat running all the time, the air really dries out. And I think a lot of people will run a humidifier in the house in the winter. Maybe it's in the bedroom. Maybe it's a whole house attached to the furnace. You don't want to overdo it because you can tend to damage the home itself by pumping too much humidity in or damage your windows. But a little humidity is beneficial for your computer and all your electrical equipment.
Oh, absolutely. That's going to keep the static down, which I think we're creating a new pollution, just hasn't reared its ugly head enough to where it really gets attention. But there's more and more of that happening. As the equipment gets smaller and it requires less power, honest to God, it creates more static. And I think that so many people with wool carpet and that kind of thing, it can be a problem. And then, of course, don't forget to climatize your laptops when you bring them in. If they laid in the car all night long, don't fire them up until they had a couple hours to climatize. You know, just take them out of the case and set them down and just leave them alone until they reach the, at least somewhere close. Otherwise, that will cause trouble, too. And if you start having those kind of issues where it's just doing goofy things, if it's not repeatable, if you can't replicate it, can't make that error happen, shut it off all the way, If you got a laptop and you can take your battery out, take your battery out. Push the power button, let the CMOS drain. Give it another 2-3 minutes, plug it back in and rock and roll. It will make all the difference in the world. You got to let them settle. You got to let them climatize. And give them extra time to boot when it gets like this as well. But other than that, just stay indoors and stay warm.
Yeah, and Doug, when it comes to computers, I know they sell the grounding strips. We've talked about dryer sheets, sprays like Static Guard, etc. It does get to the point where, you know, if you've got, like, I've got a desk where I've got, you know, metal on it, and I always just am in the habit, and I tend to do it year-round, is just kind of tap that, and then go to work on the computer, and that can really help.
Oh, that's smart. Yeah, when you ground yourself like that, that's exceptional. That's really good. And then, too, this brings up the same thing, too, as, like, okay, do I have copies of everything just in case something happens? That should run through your mind from time to time, at least once a week. Yeah, it's a good thing to worry about to make sure that you take good care of your data. Your pictures especially can't be replicated. That's just bad when you start losing data. You know, all those things together, and just other than that, just watch where you're going and be cautious of emails that you open up and just let the good times roll.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that up again because at my full-time job and in this job as a part-timer here at CUCO, we get training videos and videos that kind of remind us and emails about certain things. Mm-hmm. And, Doug, we cannot stress it enough, and I'm glad Indeed. You brought it up here at the top of the show. When you get an email, and if you're not absolutely positively sure who it's from, be very leery of any attachments. You know, you really got to check that out. I know the tendency is, or a call to action, you want to quick click on it and read it. You want to click on that attachment, but that is fraught with peril.
Oh, absolutely. And it's getting to be more so as well. And, you know, everybody's just watching the news and we're all excited about AI and that kind of thing, but you got to stay to the basics. And one big rule with computers that I follow, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. That's first of all. And second of all, when in doubt, don't. If there's any question whatsoever where that email came from, just let it go. Day after tomorrow, it might be sent to spam. Who knows? So, but yeah, we got to be real, real cautious here. Real cautious. And I think that will pay off in the end for everyone.
Yeah, and we just want to remind people, even if you get a text, and there's a lot of spam texts floating around out there as well, that urgent call to action should be an immediate warning sign. If it's an urgent call to action, pause. If it's something that's allegedly from your bank or your credit card company or whomever, don't click on that. Do a little background research before you click on any of that stuff. 99 times out of 100, those urgent calls to action, maybe more, are a scam.
Oh, no doubt. And something else I think we should mention too, Steve, there's an awful lot of software and hardware that you buy today, and they want you to do the scanning of the code, those little code deals, those little squares. I am not high on that at all. I can't see a web address. I don't know what it's telling my computer to do. I am just not big on this at all. And there's been a couple of logins last week that I couldn't go any farther unless I refuse to do it. I'll find another way. I just don't like that. I think this is the next area where people are going to be taken. Just because it comes from a company that you know, or you think it does, I'm not comfortable with those codes. I'm just not.
Yeah. When it does come to codes, though, I use it all the time. And as you pointed out before, this was optional and now it's mandatory. I can't think of a credit card or a bank account or for that matter, my 401k, my HSA, whatever, you need that dual authentication. That,
oh, yeah.
That you don't get anywhere near the site without it.
Oh, yeah. Well, and they're building it in on their end. Even if you don't have anything, you don't have any keys, you don't have anything set up, doesn't matter. The dual authentication will take place on the other side. It's rampant, and I like that. I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, very good. By the way, this show is all about your calls and texts, and if you want to reach Doug, now is the time to do it. It's inevitable. We get to the end of the show, and we run out of time to get to everybody. So get in now on our talk and text line, 651-461-9226. If you call, you'll visit with producer Lindsey Brown. If you text, that'll come right into the studio. And let's get to one before our first break here. I was trying to download an app for streaming. A message came up. Amazon is now fully disabling Fire TV apps that it identify as privacy apps. So I'm not exactly sure. Does that mean if you're using a VPN, you can't get to some of these streaming services? I'm not sure what's going on here.
Yeah, that's really kind of vague, actually. It's it almost sounds to me like Amazon is worried about some of their built-in apps. Yeah, has somebody hacked them? Don't know. I haven't seen that. I can't really speak directly to this, but these types of messages, they'll drive you crazy. I'm not really. I think when you got an error, it should be fully explained, or at least give you the opportunity to go to that particular company and read about what they're trying to accomplish. Yeah. It's like, oh, something went wrong. Oh, that just drives me crazy. Well, you don't know. How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, and Doug, I just want to jump in. I may have misread this, but it's still along the same lines. Trying to download an app for streaming, a message came up. Amazon is now fully disabling Fire TV apps that it identify as piracy apps.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
There's that whole VPN, and sometimes you have a hard time getting to sites using a VPN. But piracy is a different thing, and especially when it comes to streaming. And, you know, whether it's movies, but particularly live sports. And it becomes more and more difficult to find live sports. And there are a lot of different apps and sites, etc. But there is also a black market in this area where you can download apps or go to websites, and they provide this content for free, but it's pirated. And I can't blame some of these providers for cracking down on that. And,
well, you know, this is their business. This is their livelihood.
Yeah.
And the thing is I really think that probably at least, and I think I'm conservative here, 80% of users are good, honest, hardworking people that they're not out to steal anything. But it's this 10 to 20%ers that'll get up on somebody, the world owes them something. And that creates this tone. And part of it, too, is when they get to that point, even like Xfinity and some of the Disney and all this, they're maintaining control on their end, which means more traffic on the internet, which slows everybody down. Yeah, there's going to be, I think, a reckoning coming where we're going to get back to the day where when you're an honest user, they're going to be putting more of the computations on the local side, on your side. And that's going to reduce bandwidth and internet usage, and it's just going to accelerate for everybody. Well, I went to a news site today to read a little bit about Microsoft's fluctuating stock prices, and 52 trackers by the time I got in there. And Brave just bypassed them all. But if I didn't have Brave, I would have trouble just keeping up with how many there are, much less stopping them. So it's it really is something that we all need to be more concerned about. Some of the big people, some of the router gods, I call them, people with the unknown heroes, they've actually come up with statistics that claim that if we could stop this background traffic, it would reduce our internet expense by at least 70%.
Wow.
So you see, it's not free. None of it's been free. And now we're paying the price. And I'd like to see that get turned around. I really would.
Yeah. So, you know, be aware of that, though, and you're I think, putting your system at risk. By using some of these pirate sites that are pirating content, whether it's live sports or movies or whatever, right. You know, that is putting your machine at risk by using that stuff.
Oh, you bet. The only thing that's free on the internet today that you should even look at, it's got to say open source community, open source. And most of that, by the way, is still in development. It may not be 100% perfect, but like Linux distributions, you can have them for free forever. But if you like the distribution, you should contribute to keep the project moving forward.
Yeah.
Other than that, in my opinion, there's no such thing as free anymore. There's no such thing as free software or anything. Those days are over. Now, if you buy a piece of hardware, yes, the drivers from that company are provided. That really isn't free either because you paid for the hardware. I think that our expectations of free and computers, it got out of whack for, 20 years? And I think it's now starting to come back into focus for people. There's no such thing as a free ride, not in my lifetime. And if somebody finds one, I'd sure jump on, but I don't think they're going to.
Yeah.
It's just a bad practice all around.
Yeah, and just to follow up before we go to break, and by the way, we'll have more with Doug. And if you want to visit with Doug, 651-461-9226. And from one of our listeners, Amazon is disabling apps that circumvent location services, VPNs, apps that could be used to pirate streams, etc. So that is a good point. And we did talk about VPNs. And once again, if you're trying to fool and say, hey, I'm here when I'm really there, some VPNs do that. I think some of the big players are just saying, you can't play in our sandbox. 3:22, quick break. We'll come back. We have much more. By the way, if you want to visit with Doug, it is good for a call or a text. It's 651-461-9226 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It's Tech Talk, Doug Swinhart aboard each and every Saturday between 3 and 4. And if you want to catch the podcast, you're welcome to do so at WCCORadio.com. We call it WCCO Tech Talk. And you can enjoy those anytime. Spread the word. Doug, here's really a good one from our text line. And we talk about Pervasor so much on this show. Let's sort out, number one, what Pervasor does, and oh, by the way, yes, you do need an antivirus alongside of it. So yes. Let's talk about what Pervasor does, and then what antivirus, anti-malware program you recommend.
Yeah, you know, I think people would be best off if they think about Pervasor as a cleaning, optimizing tool. And that's exactly what it is. It's a utility that will go in and clean out temps and just optimize your system. And it goes into so many things that to talk about it on the radio, wouldn't even know where to begin. But it just does such a wonderful job. And the funny thing about Pervasor, the first time you run it, it takes a while. But the longer you got it on your system, the quicker it is. It's like it keeps itself up to date, and it just does a great job. And that program, every Windows user on the planet, regardless of what version of Windows or what the date is, everybody should have this running on their system. I think it's just the best thing that's happened to users since the PC and the Mac, actually. It's just wonderful, absolutely wonderful. For antivirus, if you've got a new PC and you're still within the warranty period, I think that Windows Defender will take good care of you. It's not that Microsoft doesn't continue that service, but it just seems to be a little bit more difficult for people to stay up to date and stay current. And I have always liked Malwarebytes. They're really, really a good company. I really like Bitdefender. They do a nice job. They don't overdo it. Go with a minimal. Don't get too carried away with what you buy, because remember, too much security is going to slow down your computer. And we talk about making your computer fast. It actually will make your computer last longer and run better. So we want as much speed as we can, not to be smart, but just to be efficient. And as far as antivirus, there's a lot of good products out there. Just make sure you're working with somebody you trust. And I encourage people to do business with American companies and North America. And that guy, I just feel more comfortable that way. The internet is now divided into three different sections, and we kind of got our own section, but that doesn't mean that the bad guys can't jump over and whop into the other one. As far as malware, most antiviruses are taking care of malware as well, which is a good thing. And I don't think we see as much malware as we used to. That has to be, somebody's got to sit down and actually write that program. And one way or another, they're going to leave tracks. And that's a good thing. I think the bad guys are having a tougher time to even make a dollar these days, and that's good. But doesn't mean we got to stop. We got to stay diligent. Got to stay on top of this stuff. And just work your best and be a good user. Don't be experimenting with things on your main machine. Your daily driver computer needs to be protected. If you want to play around, get a second computer. Play around with that one. Create a different profile. Do things that will protect your whole household. As far as VPNs go, you're right. Many of these VPNs are keeping track of people who have VPNs, and are they good users or are they trying to cheat? Trust me, they're keeping track, and they're sharing that information with each other. And I know this to be true, absolutely. But I've got Proton VPN, and I have no problem whatsoever. None. I haven't had a streaming service that I pay for block my usage in probably 2 years. So it really depends on the VPN you're using as well. But you still have to maintain your reputation. I think it's important, and I don't think people talk about that enough.
Well, yeah, and a final thought before we get to our weather break and give everyone an update on when this cold is going to break is the idea that, you know, using a VPN and protecting your privacy, but using that to, once again, go to pirated sites where you're trying to, you know, get content for free that other people are paying for, well, that's not right. That's stealing.
Well, see, and the justification here, Steve, is, well, if I live in the United States and somebody in England can get this for free, how come I can't get it for free? Well, they're paying for stuff that we get for free, too. This really is kind of a localization. And sports, of course, you know, your local sports team, just do the math. That doesn't make it any better. It's a justification that should not come into play. If you're going to cheat, you're a cheater. It's just that simple. I think that we got to be concerned about music artists and movies and sports. And you just got to play fair. Got to play nice in the sandbox. This ability for somebody with a VPN to set their location is not the best thing in the world. It really isn't. I think that's really where the problem comes from, because then it shows, oh, I'm coming from Ireland. Oh, there you go.
But eventually it's going to show up. And that to me, and there are a number of providers that will do that, and I just don't see, you know, you're trying to beat something and get something that you should be paying for. And, you know, it is stealing. When you're stealing content, whether it's a sporting event, I don't like paying for it. But if you want to watch, that's the deal. You should be paying for it, not trying to find a way to get it for free. 3:32, quick break. We'll have an update on the weather for free. And then we'll come back with Tech Talk, no charge, here at 651-461-9226. If you want to visit with Doug, I've got a printer story that I want to share with Doug. And we want to get into, once again, a free antivirus. What would Doug recommend for just free antivirus? Not a heavy user. We'll get into that in a moment as well here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
It is Tech Talk each and every Saturday here at News Talk, A3OWCCO. And the number is always 651-461-9226. That is good for a call or a text. And let's bring in Gordy. Gordy in Maple Grove, you're on the air with Doug. Hello.
Hi, guys. I just got a quick question. Is there a program that you can use?
Oh, your phone's breaking up a little bit, Gordy.
Yeah.
Try it again. Gordy?
Oh, I think we lost him.
All right. Maybe Lindsay can find out what Gordy needed, and I'll put him through. Sorry about that, Gordy. All right, quick follow-up from our text line while we sort out what Gordy was looking for, and that is this. A free antivirus for a computer. Free antivirus, free malware. I know we talked about, you know, everyone looking for something for free, but I mean, is there a good one out there that you can give it a try and then maybe upgrade and pay them?
Yeah, Bitdefender is really the top choice, and everybody will tell you that same thing. And that you can have free forever. What makes Bitdefender different is the fact that it's not going to bombard you with ads. Okay. There's several others that got those as well, but they're picking up their money from selling your information and delivering ads to you. It's an advertising platform. But that doesn't mean that they're not worth it, because you know, somewhere along the line, you got to pay. All antiviruses have scanners, and the scanner will scan for malware also. And malware, the biggest thing with that, in my opinion, is get malware on your computer that is stealing your credentials. That's the biggest worry that people should have when it comes to malicious software. That's it. They get that, they own you. Yeah. They own your phone, they own your computer, they own your bank accounts, your credit card account, everything. So that's, I think, what really needs to be protected. Did Gordy get back, Steve?
Yeah, it sounds like Gordy is back. Gordy, you're on the air with Doug.
Well, hey, guys. Is there a program you can use on your cell phone to keep it cleaned up?
Yeah, you got Android. Actually, Avira, free for Android, and Bitdefender as well. And I think Avast does too. But both of those, Avast I know will send you advertising. But yes, there is. Now, if you've got an iPhone, probably not necessary if you're cautious with what apps you download. Do your research. when anytime you download an app, even just because it's on the Apple Store, does not mean it's 100% clean. There's no way that Apple can keep up with all those. It's just insane to think that they could. They just can't. But yes, there is. If you got an Android, yeah, there's several. You go to the Google Play Store, log in with your Gmail account, and type in "Protect My Phone" or "Protect My Samsung" or whatever kind of phone that you've got, or any malware or whatever. There's all kinds of utilities for that. Take your time, look at the reviews, see what people are dealing with. Check out their website of the actual developer. Now, if it says, "Oh, here's his website," and you go, and the link's broken, I would be concerned. I mean, they got to keep that website up if they're a professional organization. So just do your due diligence, and you will be just fine.
Yeah, Doug, and you mentioned iPhone. I've never really had a problem in all the years I've had iPhones, various versions. Right now I have a 13. At some point, you know, I'm sure I'll be forced to upgrade. But I hang onto my phones as long as I can. I've had very good luck and no problems.
Well, you know, the thing is a lot of people, including yours truly, have complained that Apple is so controlling. I have to admit, Steve, I'm the same. I've got an iPhone 15 Plus. I definitely don't worry about any kind of security issues. I really don't. It sometimes seems like a lot. I got to log in here and log in there and log in here. And, well, it doesn't integrate well with Proton as well as they get. But they've got that solved, by the way. And there are some extra things that these other companies have to do. And they say, well, Apple doesn't play nice in the sandbox. Well, you know, there's a fine line between keeping people protected and giving them the world.
Yeah,
all want to be able to use our equipment the way we want to. But there has to be some guidelines. And I think the protection and the security that Apple provides, it's worth the extra frustration. That's just my opinion.
Yeah, no doubt. I've just had such good luck with that equipment over the years. No complaints whatsoever. All right, Doug, some from our text line, some good ones. Is Prevazor recommended for older machines? Mine is from our text line. It's still running after 8 years, and I would say absolutely.
You bet. No doubt. If it's running Windows, it should be running Prevazor. It's that simple.
Yeah, and we'll spell it again for people. Privazer. You can try it out. There's a pro version you can pay for up front. Once again, it is a fine program. Doug, it's kind of a good one, and we know there's more, but are there other companies providing satellite internet services other than Starlink? And there is.
Mm-hmm.
But
get ready, because in 2026, Amazon's rolling out Leo.
Yeah,
it was a different name for like 15 years. But now, keep in mind, when Amazon fires this thing up, they're going to have like I think 28 or 29 satellites up there. Starlink's got thousands. And they're pumping them up like crazy. So, and I don't know if we had a chance to mention this, Starlink is sending out equipment for free. Well, you take a contract, and if you decide that you no longer want their service after 30, 60 days, you have to send the equipment back at your expense. But my goodness, they send it right out. And apparently, this latest generation, you can set on the ground if you got clear sight to the sky. And the software that comes on your phone, it will line it right up, takes minutes. I think that's going to be really one to watch. Keep an eye on Starlink. Yeah, they're not the only ones, and I think there's going to be a lot more coming, but I just think that Elon Musk has got to jump on this.
Well, yeah, there's
I think he's ahead of the game.
Yeah, they've launched thousands of low-level satellites. They continue to build the network. You're right, there are other players. There is a player that's been around a long time, and that's HughesNet. It operates differently than Starlink does, but a similar concept. Now, there's been uploads pretty good, download. There have been complaints over the years about HughesNet, where Starlink, because it's using low-level satellites, and of them, uploads and downloads are pretty quick, and it's pretty reliable.
That's the key. You know, HughesNet is a lot like what DirecTV did, but they're way up there, and those are expensive to put up there. They're way expensive, and they have trouble with what's called focus beaming. Keeping it in the area, the territory. And that's important on the Internet. We were talking about the copyright things and that kind of stuff where people want to be in other places. Well, this is really an issue with these high-level satellites. Low-level satellites, they seem to have it right down pat. And low-level satellites have been around since the early 80s. They got them in Japan. We didn't get them until recently, and I am so glad that Elon Musk got that done, and I'm thinking about getting Starlink, Steve. I got to try it. You can't get the speeds. Well, you can't just look at how much the download and upload speed is. You got to think about this thing called latency. Now, remember, there's no wires with the Starlink. There's very little latency, and it's rock solid stable. It's I think they're on it. I'm excited about this technology. I'm also excited to see how Amazon uses Leo. You know, once Amazon gets rolling with this, it won't take them long to be pumping up satellites either. I'm almost wondering if the government isn't going to do with satellites what they did with cell towers. You guys got to share. You got to get along. You're all going to share each other's. And that's still going on today. So it's going to be interesting. I like this technology. I'd like to see more of it.
Yeah, and once again, I think with this competition, it'll make other access points to the Internet or Internet service providers compete. You know, the Wired, the Xfinity, Comcast Xfinity, CenturyLink, all the fiber players that are coming into the market, laying fiber. We had that done recently in our neighborhood where they wired the entire community. With fiber, there's a lot of different ways. And then, of course, I've talked about this. The 5G, it uses cellular technology. Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are players in this. You get a little appliance, you set up, plug it in your home, and it grabs those 5G signals and creates a secure Wi-Fi network. I've had really good luck with that as well. So there are a lot of alternatives to access the Internet for sure. And they're all battling on price. It is $3.48. A quick break. We'll come back. Much more Tech Talk with Doug here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. It is Tech Talk with Doug. It's gone quickly on a cold day, and there's still time if you want to squeeze in. 651-461-9226. Doug, quick thoughts on AVG antivirus.
Well, AVG has kind of gone up and down over the last couple of years. I think they're a little bit better than they used to be. I've never been a real big fan of AVG. I think that it takes too much resources and they're too busy pushing ads. And to me, that's like putting malware on your computer. I think that an antivirus company should not do that. But that's my personal opinion. Yeah. Now, that said, they do a pretty decent job of keeping a machine clean. Almost too good. It's almost overbearing. And I find that to be true with a lot of them, that once you pay, well, then you got to buy more and you got to buy more. And I always like to say, well, if it was good the day I bought it, I'll come 4 weeks later, I need more. And that usually will bring things to a halt like it should be. But they're there to make a profit. There's no doubt about it. But keep in mind that the more security you have, the more access resource, you're going to take resources away from something else. So, you know, keep it to a minimum. That's why I like Linux. Just put Linux on and just rock and roll. I would say if you're looking for an antivirus today, Bitdefender should be your first choice.
Yeah.
And that's whether you want to keep it free forever or you want to upgrade. But somewhere along the line, if you can afford it, you should upgrade. Now, these people who do this, they think that the Internet is more important than one company, one individual, and they believe that everybody should have access. And the reality is the way the Internet is put together, we are one great big happy network. We are our brother's keeper today. The better your machine runs, the better my internet will come in. It's that simple. We got to work together. We got to be good netizens. That's my opinion.
Quick item I wanted to bring up. My mom and dad were having print quality on their Epson EcoTank printer. Went over there, made sure the ink was full, and that was fine. Did the utility to clean the heads. We couldn't get the black was fine. The magenta was fine. It was the yellow and the cyan, or the blue and the yellow, just wouldn't come through. So I poked around a little bit, put in the model number, and came across some advice on YouTube, a video, and they showed me how to get into power clean mode. Now, it does use some ink, and it does take some time. It took about 10 minutes. It wasn't available on the menu. We couldn't find the book. But lo and behold, found a video, and it cleaned it right up. Once again, it does consume ink. But this was not just clean the heads. This was power clean, and it worked like a charm, Doug.
I don't think it was in the book. You know, some of these things take place sometimes 6 months or a year or 2 years after that piece of equipment was originally released. Yeah, this entire industry truly is in a state of flux. Most of it moving forward in a positive direction, but that's not uncommon. Thank God for search engines and thank God for YouTube. I don't know how many times in the past 20 years YouTube has given me answers I couldn't find anywhere else.
Yeah,
I think it's just a wonderful resource.
Yeah, and on the printer, there's that utility menu where it's like, okay, it's not printing well, clean the heads, then you print a test sheet, and then you say no, and then you try it again a few times. Then it'll say go into power clean mode, check your manual. Here's the problem. Couldn't find the manual, so then it was a jump to the internet. And power clean. And like I say, it did consume some ink, and it did take some time, but it's printing like new. So problem solved.
I have a folder on every computer that I set up called manuals. And I will actually download the PDF manual right straight to the computer and put it right in that little directory, folder, manuals. And like under Dell, I don't know how many I got under Dell or an HP because, I worked on the computer. I saved the manuals. But yeah, if you're missing your manual, just open up. I like Brave Search lately. I just go to the Brave Search engine and I type in where to download such and such and such and such and hit enter. And the first result is usually the link right straight to getting it. And I always put in English too. Otherwise, you'll end up getting an Indonesian version. But but download that manual. You should have the manual on the computer as well.
Yeah, it is. It is a good fix, though. We got it done. We didn't have to go out and buy a new piece of equipment. It's working like new. All right, Doug, real quick, your phone number and email.
Thank you. 651-552-9543. And, of course, admin, A-D-M-I-N, at WCCOTech.com. WCCOTech.com. 651-552-9543. Thank you so much, Steve, and have a good weekend and stay warm.
Yeah, you as well, Doug. Always great. Doug Swindahart. It is Tech Talk. Saturday is between 3 and 4. And the podcast available at the website, WCCORadio.com. We have the news. We have the weather. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney. We'll talk hockey. Wild get a win after the big trade. All that coming up.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.